A gray catbird, you say?
He thought he'd heard his first gray catbird, a species that yowls like a cat.
But I didn't get a good look, so I'm not totally sure. I think the catbird was laying low in a shrub at the edge of a field.
Didn't get eyeballs on the bird, huh? That's all right. But are you sure this wasn't a real cat meowing from a bush?
This ain't no cat. Otherwise, he'd have tried to steal my tuna sandwich.
Well, my only suggestion is to hang tough and be patient. There's another bird that sounds a little like a cat. Comes out around sunset. Maybe check back around that time.
Holy prairie chickens, Michael. I'm glad I went back. I just saw a short-eared owl swoop by and make the cat noise I heard earlier.
Waiting things out and gathering all the clues helped Ollie crack this case. For more bird mysteries, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein, Private Eye.
And we are back, and thank you, John, in the house. He is listening too right now. Woohoo! All right. Okay, so let's get back to the music here, and we're going to play the next song called Sister Rosetta Tharp. Tell me about this one, Allison.
Sister Rosetta Tharp. That was a work in progress, I suppose. I started writing that a long time ago, and then I kind of just abandoned it. It was one of those songs that, you know, you kind of have like the core parts written and then you're like, okay, I'm just not ready to finish this one yet. Mm-hmm. So then a few years later, the time presented itself, the opportune time. And it was when I was living in England and I decided to record an album. I was like, you know what? It's time. It's been a decade since I've released anything. Like, I've released stuff like collaborative projects and what have you. But it had been so long since I had released an album. So I decided to record an album. And I finished writing the song. I got some lyrical assistance with James at the time. James was my partner at the time, and he played the drums and wrote the bass parts, most of the bass parts on it. Mm-hmm. And that song is so, I don't even know, like, it's just, it's all about empowerment and just getting your power back, gaining your power back. And
is,
you know,
is this a real person?
Yeah. So Sister Rosetta Tharp was the pioneer of rock and roll.
What?
Yeah.
She was a nun?
She was the I don't know if she was a nun, but she was. But she like she was way before like all the big invasion of all the, you know, male rock bands that came along.
And
they were all influenced, like everybody was influenced by her, you know. And there's a fantastic documentary on her. You can just actually find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that she had a tragic life. Because that's almost insulting. It's like, I wasn't there. I don't know, you know, but she had a lot of strikes against her during the time that she was around, where there was so much subjugation and, you know, like racism and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Right.
We live in such a different world now, and I think about that a lot. I think, I wonder if she would be, like, during this time, and, you know, but that was her time. That was the time that she was supposed to exist, and she gave birth to all the music really we have now.
Wow.
You know, like, to ignore that would be to just deny music, really, you know. But she was a phenomenal guitar player.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to hear that right now from the album Plutonian.
Ain't no backup girl in this backup world. How dare you think I'm just a score? Well, I made up my mind that I'm not that kind. You've been playing me all night, and it just ain't.
So that was Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Okay, and we have a special treat for y'all. Allison is going to play live on the radio, live on air. And first of all, she's brought her guitar. Tell me a little bit about your guitar.
Oh, yeah, this guitar has traveled across the seas and back a couple times. Funny enough, I bought this guitar in Toronto 18 years ago, like it would have been 18 years ago, and I was going guitar shopping because it was the first guitar that I bought since my first guitar. So this was like my first purchase for a guitar, for an acoustic guitar. And it was the first one I picked up in the shop,
And I tried a whole bunch, and the bass, I'm like, no, this is the one. And it's weird, because now I'm living in British Columbia. These guitars are manufactured here. They're Larrivées. It's a Larrivée.
It's a Larrivée.
And it's signed by Jean Larrivée himself. There's a signature in here. This particular model is actually discontinued. So I like it, because it's even more rare.
Yes.
But it's gone through hell and back, and you know what? It's still standing, so.
Amazing. All right, and tell me about this first, the first song you're going to play live. Yeah.
Yeah. So the song is called American Dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first song off my album Plutonian. And it's about poverty, and it's about the extreme measures that people are forced to take when they're living in poverty, the fight or flight that they have to live in, the constant fear, you know, and like how it affects their nervous systems, their mental health, and, you know, it's dark. Like, it's a fictitious story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of wrote it about, like, you know, like, your quintessential poor, like, North American family, you know, there are, this is just like a disclaimer, but there's talk of, you know, suicide and things, and just like what lengths people have to go to, like, just to survive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wrote it about poverty and like what it does to people, you know?
Very good. Okay. So right here on CJSF. Solo live right here on CJSF. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to more music after this.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
A All right, and we are back. Okay, and tell me about this song called Stranger and the Sadness.
Yeah, so this is off of my forthcoming album called Black Moon Lilith. It's an acoustic album. I haven't released it as an album yet. I've been releasing it kind of like one song at a time. And I just really wanted to release a DIY acoustic album. And it's dedicated to my mom in loving memory of her. Mm. And Stranger in the Sadness was just like a song that I wrote. I think I sort of felt really despondent one night, and I just felt like, what the hell am I doing with my life, you know? And it just almost felt to me like, it's like sadness is chasing me. Mm. Like, you know, like, I felt like I was being followed and chased by that emotion, and I just needed to write about it, and it wrote itself, you know? I mean, I put the work in, but it all came together, and it's also kind of like I have a propensity to write about multiple plots and themes in my songs. Mm-hmm. It's also just like feeling like a stranger to yourself, because a lot of the time, like, you know, certain things happen in your life that just force you to, you know, like everything just gets ripped out, like your foundation gets ripped out, and you're like, I have to rediscover who I am and like reinvent who I am. And so that's kind of what it's about.
Yes. Okay. This is Allison reinventing herself with A Stranger and the Sadness.
Trying to leave, I've sown all my seeds, I'm jacked up. With God by my side, but when the time comes, God will go. I've prayed from new inside. I've done wrong, now I'm trying to do right. The stranger's by my side, it's a long, slow suicide. The sadness keeps coming back. To see things I've never seen, ask for advice, I think I just might. Who knows what the stranger has seen? I pushed through everything I've known. I can't seem to find the ebb and flow. And if I had another chance, I'd never write another song. The sadness keeps coming back, keeps coming back for more. The sadness keeps coming back, keeps coming back for more. And it's a chore, it's a chore. Sometimes you run into walls, sometimes you're under the throne. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Let's go starting up again. Okay. Yes. So tell me about this amazing logo. Who created this? Is this your imagination, or did someone just come up with it on their own?
Yeah. So I hired someone to do it about 3.5 years ago. And I sent him, you know, some of the topics that I was covering in my album Plutonian at the time. Mm-hmm. And I needed a logo and I wanted him to do it. I got a recommendation through someone, and his name's Travis Smith. He's like pretty famous in that the metal music community.
Oh,
like he's created like famous artwork for famous bands.
Wow.
He's amazing. And yeah, so he designed that logo, that moon logo. Mm-hmm. And you know, it couldn't have been more suited. You know, it couldn't have been more perfect, really. It was exactly what I wanted, you know. I didn't even know what he was going to come up with, but when he did that, I thought, yeah. And that represents this like divine feminine energy, this archetypal energy that seems to be a constant mm-hmm. in a lot of my work, especially in my forthcoming album, Black Moon Lilith.
Yes.
It's very representative of the feminine. So
right. And yeah. You collaborated with some people. Tell me about this song called Parasite.
Yeah. So Parasite, I haven't officially put it on the record. I guess the great thing about doing everything on your own terms is you really can do it on your own terms. Mm. And I can just decide to do what I want when I want, you know, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do with that, but I did release it as a single. I collaborated with my good friend Jeff. Jeff lives in Toronto, and we used to be in a band together called Sunny Nights.
Okay.
Actually, that was our duo. And then I was fronting a hard rock band uh-huh. called Sewer Motel.
Oh,
and we were name, yeah. Yeah, I named it, and it's after like it's based on a real life experience. Yeah, so we played in a hard rock band together, and he's like always been like, you know, my writing partner. He's like the Gemini twin, really, of writing, you know.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
Something more.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So where can people follow you, Allison?
So you guys can follow me on Instagram when I am on Instagram. I apologize. I'm very flaky with social media. I go on and off. But you can follow me on Instagram. And I always have my YouTube channel. That never comes down. So you can subscribe to my YouTube channel there.
Excellent. And yes, do so and listen to CGSF 90.1 FM. Yes. I'll catch you guys all next week. We got to say our goodbyes. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Allison. Allison, the call center girl and your local singer-songwriter. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to play a cover of Baby, I'm Gonna Leave You, because we're going to leave you guys. Yes, it's a Led Zeppelin. You like Led Zeppelin, right, girl?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Betty signing out.
Calling me.